to be with y'all today. Why don't we pray and then we'll read. God, thank you for being good to us. Thank you for loving us and caring for us and giving us these beautiful, precious moments together. You truly are kind to us. Now, God, as we read your word, I pray that we would feel through your spirit the weight of what you say in your word, that you would indeed make it what we read living and powerful. That we'd feel the weight of eternity. Draw us to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So this week, went camping with my boys. We went, it was like Sunday night we ended church. And so Monday we got up and we were going to get on the road right away. And right away ended up being later. Anyway, it was a whole thing. We got to the campsite in the other side of Colorado like 2 a.m. and we decided that if you could sleep in the car when you're driving, you know, you fall asleep when you're driving and or somebody else is driving, you fall asleep. If you could do that, wouldn't it be just, you could easily sleep the whole night in the car and it'd be just as comfortable as, and you would have to put up the tent and everything. So we tried that. Not the case. It's not nearly as comfortable as you would think to sleep in the car. The rest of the nights we camped, it was beautiful under the stars. It was walking through canyons. I saw stuff that I've never seen in my life. It was the most incredible trip. Yeah, anyway, if I had a slideshow, oh, like in the olden days, I would show you, but we don't, so I won't. But it never feels the same as being home. You know, I love being out with my boys, seeing stuff, but it doesn't feel the same. You're not as comfortable. Obviously, you're sleeping in the car. You're all crammed in behind the steering wheel. It just doesn't, you're on the ground. There was rocks on top of cement one night, which was more comfortable than it sounds, but it was still rocks on top of cement. You're never totally comfortable when you're out. You're always thinking, you know, the back of your mind, there's always, when I get home, I'm going to be getting home. I'm going to be going home. We're going to be, but when we're home, we feel like we're home, right? We feel comfortable. We feel good. Everything's right there. It's everything's the way it should be. I have my stuff and it's clean. And there is a huge parallel between that and our lives. In our lives, we live our lives building comfortable spaces for ourselves, what we like. We have our lives. We have our house, our apartment, our car, our job, our stuff, the stuff we like to do. What we have our family, we have our friends. We have our lives. We build a life around ourselves, and then we're concerned about, we live concerned with, you know, making sure that it, well, they're preserving it, making sure that it doesn't go away, that we don't lose it. We have life insurance. We go to the doctor. The whole time I was gone, and I repented of this multiple times, but I was sinfully worried about, did I turn everything off? Did I unplug everything? Did I lock the doors? And I checked all those things multiple times, not because of OCD, for another reason. I checked all those, but still, just it was there, the whole, I'm worried about, remember, did you see me check the door? Did I ask my poor boys? Anyway, in this life, We spend our lives focused, occupied with preserving what we have and making it better and building more, and we work and we play, and this is our life. It's what we have. God describes another mentality that he desires that his children have as we journey through life. Go to Hebrews 11. We're just going to grab some stuff, and I feel bad doing this because eventually, I want us to go through Hebrews, but I figured that by the time we're done with Deuteronomy, and then I want to do some stuff in Matthew, so it'll be a minute. We may have the same sermon again, but it'll be so far, we won't remember it. Hebrews 11, verse 7. By faith, we're dropping into the middle of a text that is talking about those who live by faith, by trust in God and what they do and how they live. We're just going to grab one thing out of that. Won't be comprehensive by any means. Verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was going to receive, that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Drop to verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they'd been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. We get in there. That is one of the most beautiful passages of Scripture. The big idea that we get out of that is this. This world is not our home. We could finish it together, right, in song. We are just passing through. That is, we're just traveling through. We're passing through. We are people, God says, in this life who, even when we get home after a trip, we're still not home. Just like the boys for 5 days, we were not home. I was painfully aware of that. We were far from home. We were on the way. We were passing through. Everywhere we went, we were just passing through. We were seeing the sights. We like to just drive through. We drive through. We see a couple hours, maybe a day. After a day, we're like, let's go on to the next place. The whole time, we knew we were passing through. We don't belong here. Every time we laid down to sleep, we knew this isn't our home. We never felt like we belonged. And God says that's the way his children are to be and live in this world. We don't belong to this world. We don't have a home here. You say, but I do. I have an address. And that's where the stuff comes in my mail and Amazon and... But we don't. We're citizens, not of any country here on this earth. And look back at the passage. You notice what it said. They died in faith. What does that mean? It means they hadn't gotten home before they died. Abraham's life is a metaphor for this, right? He left his land in search of the promised land, and he traveled around. Even though he passed through it, he didn't establish himself. He didn't get there. He didn't live there. He didn't make his home for all of his children there. It was only his descendants later, after his life, that would make the promised land their own, that would receive it from God permanently. The same with us as we go through life. We don't find, no matter how much we establish ourselves and get comfortable and we have everything, we don't have a home here. It is only after leaving this world that we find our true home. It's not that we're homeless. We're travelers. We're always on the way there. We're always going back home to our true home. And God says he has a city prepared for us. That is incredible. That could be a whole sermon. That could be a whole series. That could be a whole couple of months. A city prepared for us. Write down Revelations 21, 1 through 7. Use it in one of your family devotions this week. God has a city prepared for us. The new creation is so much better than this creation that is broken by sin and rebellion against God. And in Christ, that is our country. We are citizens of heaven. That is our home. That's where we belong. And while we're living here, we're on a trip. We're far from home. And it's hard to live like that. That's the problem. It's hard to live as if we were traveling. I'm not home yet. Throughout those 5 days that I was not home, I wanted to be home. I wanted to be there, but I also wanted to be home. We want to have a home. So it's hard to live with this attitude that I'm traveling. I'm passing through. I'm a pilgrim here. I don't belong here. I'm a migrant. I'm a migrant worker always as I go through life. Because we have houses and we have apartments and we have cars and jobs and possessions and family. We have a life where we are comfortable. And I know we're never completely comfortable. We could always complain about something. We always want to make our lives a little bit better, but we feel like we are at home. We're citizens of here. That's why this is important to us. We know that that's true because when we do travel, when you go on the trip, when you go to the place, when you go camping with your family, you feel like you're not home. You feel like you're a traveler. We want to return home. It's hard to live the rest of our life as if we weren't at home and traveling. So how do we do that? How do we live like the people that the writer of Hebrews is describing? How do we live as people who are just traveling through? Let's ask that question of the text. Go back to verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, a reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was going to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. You see the theme there? They obeyed. They obeyed. People who are traveling through, if this world is not our home, then we live this life in obedience to our true King. During this life, we live as citizens of heaven, obeying the King of heaven. So if that's the case, then many times our lives won't make sense if they're seen through the perspective of this life, just like Noah and Abraham. Noah built an ark when there wasn't any need to. There wasn't any place to put his boat in the water, but he built the ark. That didn't make sense. Abraham left his family and he left the place where he belonged and he started traveling, not knowing where he was going, never ended up anywhere. Why would you do that? Well, that doesn't make sense. In the same way, we will make decisions. If we don't belong here, we will make decisions as we go through life that don't make sense. If this life and this world truly were our true home, we'll follow the Spirit. We'll speak the gospel. We'll sacrifice our life and our time and our goods for the kingdom of Jesus. If we are travelers in this life, just passing through, then we will live life obeying our true King as we go through life. We'll live for the life that's coming, not for the life we have, because this world truly is not our home. Look at verse 9. By faith, he, now this is talking about Abraham, went to live in a land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. Just like him, we should live as people who are passing through, always on a trip, our whole lives. So it's hard to do. That's difficult. Go back to that. It's difficult. We always want to make a permanent home. Wherever we're at, we want to make that permanent. We want to make that where we are. We want to make it a little better, more permanent. When we were camping, I found myself, I knew it was only 5 days, and we do this like once every year and a half, maybe. We never go camping, but I found myself looking at people who had, you know, like better tents than I did, thinking, that'd be a little more comfortable. Maybe a better sleeping bag. Maybe a camper, maybe a small camper I could pull behind. How do I make this more permanent, make it feel more like home on the road? I'm not going to do any of those things. That'd be crazy. That's not my life. So we decorate our houses and we make things just perfect. We make home be home, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's a human instinct, but it reflects a reality. It reflects the reality that we do have a permanent home, which is why we long for a home here. Our heart is always looking for that permanent home. So as children of God, we should always remember, and this world isn't my true home. I'm passing through. I'm a pilgrim here. We shouldn't hold on to anything too tightly. If this world is not our home, if we're traveling through things and our health, and I wrote health down twice. Maybe that's for a reason. Just saw it. People, we shouldn't hold on to positions and the stuff we have. Those things come and they go. Everything is temporary. We shouldn't give too much importance. We shouldn't put too much importance on anything in life. Not politics, not what people think about us, not what we have. If we truly have the perspective that we are going through life as travelers through this world, then the highs and the lows of life won't affect us quite as much as they affect people who this world is their home. We'll cry. We'll be happy. But we'll have a different perspective. What happens here is not the end, is not the ultimate for us. It's everything is temporary. We'll have the mentality as we go through life, this world is not my home. I'm a citizen of heaven. Look at verse 10. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. These all died in faith, not having received... These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, having acknowledged they were strangers and exiles on the earth. Like them, like Abraham, like the others, we should live in hope. We should live in hope of something better. We're waiting for heaven. That's where we're going. So it doesn't matter what we have here, what we sacrifice, what we don't achieve. The best truly is yet to come, and everything else is temporary. Look at verse 14. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they'd been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. Likewise, we should live looking for that, seeking that, going towards our eternal home. We should seek every day to be found faithful to our Father so that we can enter into the eternity with Him. We should live seeking that His kingdom would enter into the lives of the people that we love, that they would be regenerated, they would be full of the Spirit, that they would become Christians, that they'd become God's children. We should focus our lives in the eternal, in our relationship with God, in guiding other people to be citizens of heaven. That's what we should do if we're seeking the eternal. That changes our priorities. We start seeking more what's to come and less of what's here. We surrender every day more and more to God. We love Him more. We live more full of His Spirit. We help others. I keep going back to that. We help others to become citizens of heaven. Look at verse 16. But as it is, they desire a better country. That is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them a city. How do we live as citizens of heaven, as people who are traveling through life? Like them, like Abraham and all the others, we should constantly desire our true heavenly home. It should be our desire. Death should not be safe. Of course, we don't want to die, but also we should earnestly desire to be with the Lord, to be with our King. We should desire to be with Him. Keep going back to this. Two more times, and then I'll be done. And then I'll never talk about our camping trip again until next time when we go, and I'll forget that I talked about it so much here, and we'll do the same thing, but then we'll all have forgotten. When we were out, I was always in the back of my mind thinking, I'm going to go home. I'm going to play guitar. I'm going to turn on my computer. I'm going to plug everything in. I get a full vacuum and it'll be perfect. I was anticipating that. I love being out on the road, but I was also anticipating being home. I wanted that. Just like that, we should, as the years go by, and for some of us, that's you're looking and you're saying, yeah, obviously the years are going by for you. I can see it. I'm still young. As the years go by for you as well, for all of us, as we see our bodies start decaying in real time before us, we should anticipate more and more going home. We should anticipate our true home every day. Every day we should remember that what is waiting for us is better. It's better. It's better. As last time, as good as it was to be on the road, when I got home and there was a bathroom attached to my bedroom, and there's a door, but it's right there. I didn't have to get dressed and then walk a long ways to go to the bathroom with other people. So much better. How much better is our home in heaven going to be than this broken place that we call home right now? We should anticipate and long for that. So, what do we do? What's the application for us? So if you're not a Christian in this moment, if you haven't given your life to Jesus by repenting and being baptized, this is the greatest invitation from God's word that you could ever receive. You can be a citizen of heaven When you give yourself to Jesus by repenting and being baptized, in that moment, accepting Him as your Savior and Lord, from that moment forward, you will have this living hope. You will be a citizen of heaven. You'll be traveling through life. This won't be your home anymore. Your whole life will change, and your eternity as well. And if you say, I want that, tell someone. One of the men who's been up here today, you can surrender to Jesus and repent and be baptized. And if we're Christians, for those of us who are Christians, here's a question for us. How are you living, like your life right now, as if this world were your home and not as a citizen of heaven? So maybe for you, you see that in a lack of sacrificing what God asks you to sacrifice. And maybe the Spirit brings something to your mind, or maybe there's persistent sin in your life. And you're truly, as you return to that sin over and over again, you're living as a citizen of here and not there. Maybe there's stuff that you hold on to too tightly, and you know that. You don't just enjoy the life that God has given you, but you hold on too tightly to it. Maybe your focus as you go through life is completely on your life. Maybe you look at your life and say, I don't proclaim the gospel actively. I mean, I would like to, but I don't. I don't see myself doing that. I don't proclaim the kingdom of Jesus to those around me. Maybe you look at yourself and you say, I don't constantly long to be home. And you remember the words of Paul, all those who long for his appearing. I don't long for that like Abraham did, like Paul did. So what is it for you? How can you live more like a citizen of heaven as you go through this next week? And now we'll end by remembering the one who also lived as a pilgrim, as someone journeying through the world, the better Abraham. Remember Jesus together, the one who left his throne and his home, and he visited this earth during his life. He was passing through just like us, and he did it in order that you and I could go to the promised land. But different than Abraham, he didn't die after a life lived full of years, and he was brutally killed on the cross as a sacrifice in our place. And his body and his blood paid the price of our rebellion against God. So now, for those of us who are Christians, as we take bread, we take juice, we represent his body and his blood, we remember our Savior, and we thank him, and we worship him, and we long for the day, once again, that he returns and we see him face to face. God, we thank you because you are good and you are kind and loving, and you stir our hearts through your word with a longing for you and for heaven and for our home, and we thank you for that. So God, we pray that you would help us to live like Jesus, someone whose home is heaven, whose focus is the kingdom. And even as we remember what he did, we thank you for his sacrifice that we could be your children and we could have this hope of an eternal heavenly home with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.